Who are you?
David McCullough.
And how old are you?
75, 1949.
Wow.
My family grew up in Sydney in the western suburbs. I grew up with a family. I had five brothers and two sisters. I had a butcher shop. We lived there for a little while. Lived at Croydon Park, lived at Punchbowl. Then my family moved to Wollongong area. It's a residential block. Punchbowl, like, they used to be quarter acre blocks. When we moved to Croydon Park, when my dad had the butcher shop, there was just a shop and a house at the back and on the top in a small backyard. I was 27 when I had my first child. That was in 1976. We moved, when I got married, we moved to an area, and they grew up in an area where Berkeley, near Lake Illawarra. Pretty cramped. It was only a very small house, three small bedrooms, a lounge room, dining room, and a backyard. It wasn't a big block. It was probably about 600 square metres. People used to buy cheap houses when they first started out, like in a commission area or a small house in an older area. But during the 90s, people started to spend more money on houses. Houses were probably cheaper, land was cheaper, and houses were cheaper to build during the early 90s. But in the late 90s, house prices and demand went up and prices went up. But people were building bigger houses, three, four, five bedrooms, double garages, and spent more money on their families and housing. There wasn't too much. There was talk about a hole in the ozone in the southern hemisphere, and I suppose that was the beginning of what people were worried about, but there's nothing about climate change or global warming or the tides and the ocean rising, nothing like that. No, I think there was a lot of science fiction movies about robots and things, but certainly not as dramatic as what it is in the present day. It was very low-key. I think with businesses and politicians, governments were worried when the year 2000 come around that computer technology was probably kicking off pretty full on. Banks were worried that computers would shut down and there'd be massive political and financial problems in the world, and people would lose money and business would fold up. But it all worked out that there was nothing to worry about. It all went pretty clear, smoothly. Well, in Australia, they're saying that the generation that are growing up now and people that are just starting at work may never be able to buy a house because with increased immigration, increased demand for houses, house prices and land development prices will just go higher and higher. The demand will get greater and less people will be able to afford to buy homes. With climate change, I think it seems to have cooled down a little bit, but Australia seems to be full on maintaining zero emissions. My wife and I own a house in Mudgee, a fairly big block we bought. It was 1,200 square metres, which is about a quarter of an acre, typical of what used to be in the 60s and 70s. And it's a five-bedroom house, a double garage. And we've got an apartment where we're staying now, Shell Cove, near Wollongong. I see more and more apartments getting built, more and more people want to live close to the city where their jobs are. They don't have to buy a car or use a car as often, so it cuts their costs down. Apartments cheaper to own, it's close to work, transport's more readily available. So it's just a different lifestyle where if you had a family, you probably don't have a backyard. But a lot of people don't want to mow lawns, they don't want to take care of house chores. They prefer to live in an apartment where it's just easy living and they can live instead of having to maintain maintenance on a home or a yard. Started in the mining industry as an electrical apprentice, and then after 5 years I sat for an exam and done my third class certificate of competency to become an underground supervisor. I was 18 when I started in the mining industry, and I've been an underground supervisor now for more than 50 years and still employed in Mudgee. Look, I've been in the mining industry. When I first came in, they said there's limited lifetime for coal mining, but every decade you hear stories about that. But now that the world's changing with presumably climate change issues, most of the coal that's mined in Australia is consumed for overseas. It's a major export commodity. The economy would really be under the hammer if we didn't export coal. I think maybe not a lot of expansion of the coal industry, but I think it will continue for maybe two, three, four decades yet. Maybe not as full on as we find other energy sources, but I think there's still a viable future for coal industry. As I said, there's not a lot of coal consumed in Australia, and they are shutting coal-fired power stations down, but I think objectives that they've got, understanding human failure, I think there'll be times when politicians and scientists will have to look at it seriously to the future, and I think each decade will bring highlights whether we need to continue down the same path for zero emissions or whether it needs to be rescheduled and maybe look at another viable date as we overcome issues with population, pollution, greenhouse warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it. it. People still need to live. People still need to eat. A lot of people don't realise that there's a lot of byproducts from coal, plastics. So if we get rid of coal, there's a lot more into it goes than just pollution of the environment in the world. No, I won't lose my job anytime soon, but I'll be retired from the industry.